Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi, and today we are going to cover chapter 4, which talks about inventory analysis techniques. So we will look at what are the techniques used to analyze the inventory and take action. So segmentation of our inventories is required to understand and analyze their important aspects in order to optimize them. So how do you optimize the inventories? And we will see techniques like ABC and XYZ analysis, which provide us with data about inventory used in our business units. So what are the things we are going to answer in this process? What is the importance of the inventory item in our process or in manufacturing? If important, how it is to be controlled? How much has to be ordered at any given point of time? When should that order take place, and should all the material arrive at the same time, or the deliveries need to be in installments? So these are the things we are going to answer in this chapter. So starting with the ABC analysis, the ABC system is one of the keys to inventory control, and this is a system also known as Pareto analysis, is universally used across the globe. Okay. So it applies to the few items accounting for 75% of the capital investment. And these items are classified as A items, which require very close scrutiny. It is not security, it is scrutiny and distribution control. So here, I mean, we are mentioning that 75% of the capital investment, but in many other cases, it is 80% is classified as A items. So let us say that if you are buying 100 crores worth of materials, then 80 crores will be accounted for by only say about 10% of your items, and these become your A items. The remaining 15%, that is 15 crores, will be termed as B items, and this will be about 15 to 20% of your total items. And the last category is the C item, which accounts only for 5 crore of your purchase, but these will be some 70% of your total items. As we said, 10% is A item, 20% is B item, 30%, and the remaining 70% will be the accounting only for 5% of your capital investment. So this is a typical breakup. If you see A-class items, it only accounts for 10% of the quantity, but 70 or 80% of the consumption. B-class items, 20% of quantity, but accounts for 15 to 20% of your consumption. And C accounts for 5 to 10%, but accounts for 70% in terms of quantity. So because of high value of A items, frequent value analysis is required. And typically in organizations, we do this analysis twice in a year. So many a times it can so happen that because of a discontinuation of a product or there is a change in composition, the ABC analysis, some items may be dropped out from A item and may become B or C. At the same time, some item which was, let's say, a B item can become an A item. So this is the reason we have to review it periodically. So in addition, the business unit needs to choose an appropriate order pattern, like just in time, to avoid excess inventory. And this would depend upon which category your item belongs to. So B items are important, but are less important than A items. So let's say that we are talking again of laptops. Now, obviously, the A items in a laptop will be things like the display or the hard disk or the motherboard or the keypad. But there may be components, you know, like the USB port or some ports, you know, which are actually accounting for a very small value. So they may be coming in the C category or B category. But without this, you cannot complete the product. You cannot assemble the product. So this is what we mean by saying that B items are important, but they are less important than A items. The main objective of ABC analysis is to enable management to focus on essential processes in the supply chain by separating vital few from trivial many. So, as we saw, the A items are accounting for almost 80% of your, I would say expenditure in terms of, let's say, your raw material or operational cost. The numbers are very less. Only 10% of the items are actually constituting the A item. So you need to very closely monitor and control the A items if you have to control your inventory levels. Because even a 10% reduction here would mean 8% reduction in your overall inventory. On the other hand, C items are only accounting for 5% of your expenditure material cost. And there, even if you reduce by 10% or 20%, it will only bring down by 1%. So imagine, on one hand, in A item, you can reduce by 8% simply by, reducing 10%. Here, it will only reduce by 1%, 0.5 to 1%. So it's important to classify and understand the categorization of the products. Let's take this example. So the Class A inventory, what is recommended is a centralized purchasing. Now, because these are high value items, you want that you get the best price for these items because they are accounting for a major expenditure on account of procurement. Minimum lead time, you want these items to be delivered in the shortest possible time so that you have to hold minimum of buffer or safety stock on the receiving side. High level of control exercised by senior management. Because these are very costly items as far as the organization is concerned, in terms of the procurement expenditure is concerned, so there is a high level of control from the senior management. Very low or nil safety stock. That means here, even if you are keeping a safety stock, you would like to keep it very, very low. Rigorous value analysis and daily review. So you are reviewing the level of A-class inventory on a daily level. Why? Because you do not wish to have stockouts. At the same time, you don't wish to have any overstock, because overstock in A-class inventory will hurt you to a very large extent. Planning based on accurate forecast. So even the planning that you do has to be based on a demand forecast or demand plan, which is fairly accurate, so that you don't end up with excess inventory and more and flexible resources. That means you will have more number of suppliers. The scrutiny of the supplier also will be much more rigorous. The service level agreement with the supplier also will be more demanding. That means you will choose suppliers who are willing to give you right quality, consistent delivery, shortest lead time. Coming to the B-class inventory, so here, combined purchasing and storage. So here you can have a decentralized purchasing also. Normal lead times, so this may have normal lead times, not too short. Moderate control, because they account for only 15% of your total expenditure. Periodic follow-up, as we said, because these components are also equally important. If you don't have the B category inventory, your production can still suffer. You can still face a stockout or stoppage of your line. Low safety stock. So as compared to the A category, you have a higher safety stock here because you do not monitor it that rigorously and you don't want any stockouts to happen. Normal value analysis and quarterly review. Planning based on past data. So here planning is also not very rigorous. You don't seek a demand forecast from your customers, and you can do it simply based on the historical consumption. You can plan the material, because again here the impact on your inventory carrying cost will be much lower. And you have three, four sources. So even in terms of number of vendors, etc., you don't have too many vendors as far as the B class inventory is concerned. C class, of course, you have very low controls. You also keep higher inventory because the value of the goods is much lower and you don't want to procure them every month because your ordering cost also should not go up for these low value items. So as we saw this, the A class items, you see only 20% of your items are falling under A class. So in terms of value, they account for 80%. In terms of quantity, only 20%. B class, as we already saw, 15%, 80 to 95%. So that is 15%, and it is accounting for about 20%, and the remaining is your C class items. So A is something that you need to rigorously monitor, B, moderate control, C, you don't need to control it that rigorously, and you can be a little liberal. On the contrary, here you don't want to have too many orders and too many transactions affecting or concerning the C items. So here is an example given of a company, John Deere and Company. They are the people who also make this farm equipment, etc. And you can see the example given. These two products are accounting for the A items. And together, here you have the cumulative usage. So the first item is accounting for 48% or 48.4%. The second item, along with the first item, accounts for 64%. So two items under A category, three items under B category, and you can see so many items under C category. So the first two items, as we saw, cover 65% of the annual consumption, and they qualify as A category or A classification. The next three items can be classified as B, and the rest, they are classified under C. So thus, control over just five items, which are accounting for the A and the B category, will allow you to control 90% of your inventory. So if you optimize for this 90%, you have covered bulk of your inventory optimization. You can see that the effort you make on C will not yield much results because that is going to only account for 10%. Coming to the next categorization or classification, which we call as the XYZ analysis. So this analysis classifies items into X, Y, and Z categories by the consumption rate, high, medium, or low. We also sometimes, call it as the predictability, and we will see how as we go along. So class X items are characterized by a constant non-changing consumption over a long period of time. So when you say constant non-changing consumption, that means they are predictable. There is not much fluctuation in these items. So this is what I was talking about, the predictability. So these items are very predictable. So hence, demand of these items can be forecast with more certainty. If we could determine upper control limit and lower control limit similar to statistical process control chart, that is X bar and R chart, and if consumption exceeds or falls below these limits, a danger level is generated for your corrective action. So danger level in terms of either a stock out or in terms of an excess stock will be generated if you go beyond the control limits for these items. But they have a very predictable consumption, which means that you can predict these items fairly accurately, month to month. So class Y items show irregular usage. So here the predictability is low. So you may find that month to month the fluctuation is significant. And we used to classify this using statistical methods such as standard deviation or certain other parameters. So they show the irregular usage. They show neither constant nor sporadic. So they are not that predictable. There is a lot of variability in the Y items. there are wide variations and it is difficult to prepare a demand forecast based on available data. So if you look at the historical data, you cannot predict what will be the forecast for the future. Becomes a little difficult. Just a view of how a consumption of a Y item would typically look like. And class Z items are not used regularly. During some quarters, they are not used at all. That means there may be periods when there is zero consumption, and there may be periods when there suddenly can be a high consumption. So there is a very low forecast accuracy. This could be make-to-order products, maybe bought by few customers or single customer. So whenever the order comes, you know, suddenly there is a requirement, and if the order is not there from the customer, then there is no requirement for these products. So this is how typically a class Z item would look like. So XYZ classification is based on the value of the material actually available in the store normally during the year. So if you find that the value of the material available in the store is consistent, then it is X. If it is not that consistent, it is Y. So similar to the class A, the class X item also constitute 10% of the total item, but their value accounts for 70% of the total value. So you see, if they are so consistent, then it allows you to reduce the safety stock or the buffer stock for these items. And that is the significance of this XYZ analysis. Y items are 20% of the total items and account for 20% of the total inventory. And the balance 10% value is spread over 70% of the items in stock. So here, you know, these are the items where they are not predictable. They have very widely varying consumption, and quite a large number of products are covered under this category. Major difference between ABC and XYZ analysis is that ABC analysis is based on the annual consumption value, whereas XYZ analysis is based on the value of items in stock, or I will say also, as we classify it, on the predictability of the product, how predictable it is. So here we have the characteristics of the XYZ ABC matrix. So when you look at the A category, high value portion, constant requirement, because X means that it's a very predictable product which has a constant usage with less fluctuation from month to month. High focused value, so it has got a very high optimization potential. Same is the case with B. So you have B products which normally account for 15% of your product. These are also highly predictable. So here also you can keep very low safety stock or buffer stock, and there is a very good optimization potential here. Coming to the Y, this has got a medium predictability and high value proposition because they belong to A item. So in terms of value, expenditure value, they are very high on our priority list. So here you require a lot of control, a lot of monitoring to ensure that you don't stock out or you don't suddenly exceed the inventory levels. But it has a optimization potential. Same is the case for the BY category. So you can see the matrix. It basically explains the value impact of the material based on the ABC and the predictability or the average stock level throughout the year. So how do we normally control these inventories? If you have a product which is a A and X classification, then we have automatic MRP procedures where the MRP will throw up the requirement, and whenever there is a fluctuation in the inventory level, suppose the inventory levels are going down or going up, it will alert the monitor, and this basically you can reduce the inventory by 2%. When you come to the Z category, that means A category with AZ. So here manual monitoring is required because these are all again high value items. They are accounting for very high value in terms of the annual consumption or expenditure, and high potential for reducing the inventory, high inventory risk because the predictability is very low. So you have to be constantly monitoring these products so that you don't stock out, since it will affect. And since A items are generally the key products or key raw materials, they can affect your operations very severely. On the other hand, let's come to the C items. So C items, which are highly predictable, so you can automate these processes. The MRP will decide the reorder level is reached. It will order the material. So you have automatic MRP, automatic exception control. Looking at C items with the Z category, you have level of safety stock should not be too high because it's not very predictable. So although it is low value, you don't want obsolescence to happen here. And that is the reason you don't want to keep high stocks. Low risk, low controlling effort, and reduce the number of items. So what we also do is, in the ABC analysis, sometimes we review the C items and also see how we can remove some of the products which are in the C category, and especially the C and Z category. With that, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you.